Hey, everybody. This is Lisa on Empower Radio. Thank you so much for agreeing to be positive now. One way to stay positive and be positive is by giving to others. And a good way to do that is through mentoring. So we needed to talk to somebody who knows a lot about this, the president and CEO of Winning Futures. That's winningfutures.org, a great mentoring program. Hello, Chris Marshall.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. So mentoring has been your life for how long?
Geez, for about 16 years now.
16. How did you start? How did you get involved with mentoring?
Well, the unique thing was I was actually mentored. I was a mentee at my high school, Warmont High School in Warren, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And this amazing program started my senior year in high school called Winning Futures. And a very successful local entrepreneur by the name of Sam Cupp had come into our school and said he wanted to start some type of mentoring, goal setting, and scholarship program for teens to help them look 5 years at the future, create a plan for what they wanted to do, and really gain those skills they needed to become successful employees. And just by chance, I ended up being in a class that the program came into, and Sam became my personal mentor, and it was wonderful because he was there to help guide me. I had a career path picked out for myself and was going to school to become an environmental engineer, and in my back of my mind, I always heard his voice. He always would say, Chris, make sure you're picking a career that are aligned with your values, the things you want out of life, the things that you want to do, and the things that are important to you. And I one day, just a light bulb went off, and I realized I needed to help kids instead of clean up the environment, and the rest is history. I came on and started working for Winning Futures right out of college.
And what did it mean to you to have another adult to look up to?
It was amazing. I have a strong family. My mom and dad have always been positive support people. My mom stayed at home, so I always had her there. My dad was always involved with everything in my life. And to have this outside business person look and help me figure out things in my life and give me a different perspective and be windows for me for other things that I could see in my life was wonderful. So he didn't compete with my parents. He was an added value to my life.
What does it really mean to be a mentor in the broad sense of the word?
Mentoring can take many forms, and so as a mentor in general, you're there to help guide, empower, inspire, and motivate a young person. You're not there to make the choices for them. You're not there to tell them what to do or to take your beliefs and values and put that on them. You're really there for them to help explore who they want to be and how they want to get there.
Okay, now I have done this. I have been a mentor with Winning Futures, and you can go to winningfutures.org. One of the things that really surprised me and that I think is a wake-up call is that kids are facing a lot of different things these days, a lot different than, you know, hey, I have acne. What are some of the things that kids are dealing with today?
They're dealing from that all the way to some very major things in their life. You know, you have kids that just feel so horrible about themselves. They have no self-esteem. They don't think that they could ever do anything. All the way to kids that are struggling with substance abuse or have been abandoned by their family or neglected by their family and started making choices that put themselves in negative positions. And so, you know, you have the whole spectrum. Some kids, they just need somebody to talk to them about college and a career. So they face so many different things in their lives, and that's why it's so hard for parents and schools to be able to help answer those things for the kids, and the mentors can bring in one more level of support. So if it's they're crying because they're having a bad hair day, or they aren't speaking anymore to people because they're so angry at the things that have happened to them in their lives, mentoring can help in any of those areas.
And how does somebody, what if they feel like they don't have the skills to deal with that? How do you prepare mentors?
Well, that's part of what we do. When somebody first contacts us about becoming a mentor, we just chat about it. You know, when somebody calls, they're not automatically signed up because people need to explore it and see if it is the right fit for them. And some mentors will say, you know what, I want a mentor, but I need a light, you know, a light, fun type mentoring relationship. Do you have a person I can work with on that end? And I have others that say, hey, I want to work with the kid that's a recovering from drugs and is in the juvenile justice department, involved in the courts or in a youth home. So the great thing about mentoring is you can make it as heavy or as light as you want it to be. And that's what we do as professionals in the mentoring community, is we first talk with you, see what your interests are, see where you'd be a match with us. And we take you through a screening and interview process and background checks. And then we start looking at all the options for you, and we do full training, and there's constant support in our program. We do weekly support with our mentors because they actually mentor at our schools, so they're right there with our staff. So if they ever are uncomfortable or even running late or need a little help, we're there to help them through that mentoring relationship so they never feel alone and they never feel that they have to be the social worker, the counselor, the psychologist, or the parent. That's not their job. Their job is to be an adult friend.
I remember when you guys helped me out and I was working with a student, and the light bulb went on in my head. Oh my gosh, he doesn't know how to read.
Yep.
And he was a fifth grader. And the sadness that just ate away at my heart for this, I thought, and yet what was so odd is he was brilliant at math. And he was just this fun, light spirit around other people. But he couldn't read. How does that happen? And how do you make yourself right with that?
Well, it's one of those things that it really shows why we're needed. Mentors find things out about kids nobody else knows. The kids begin to bond and feel comfortable with their mentor, and they'll start telling them things or showing them actions to give them some insight of the problems that are going on. And our mentors save our kids that way. You know, sometimes we do have suicide issues, but sometimes it's the things like that. Children are able to hide things so well that people can't identify that they can't read or that they're really having trouble speaking and that's why they don't talk, or that they are so sad or angry and inside, mm-hmm. That's why they're not involved. That's why they sleep through class. And that's why I think mentoring is a wonderful opportunity for men and women, because we're able to do things other people can't with kids.
Now, everybody out there, everybody listening to this right now has the ability to become a mentor. What is the first step that someone can do to become a mentor?
Well, the first step is to find an organization in your area that matches your needs. So by that I mean you need to look to see, do you want to mentor an elementary school child, middle school, or high school? Do you want to mentor at a set location like at a school or a church or a community organization? Or would you rather mentor on your own where you pick the child up and you go and do things on your own schedule? And so the way to do that is they can go online. It's, of course, the easiest way to find it. Mm-hmm. If you're in Southeast Michigan, you can call us, and if we're not the right fit for you, we'll find another agency for you. We run a mentoring collaborative so we can help place people that way. But if you're outside of Southeast Michigan, there's a wonderful organization. It's called the National Mentoring Partnership, and they help match people with mentors and mentees all over the country. Their website is very simple. It's just mentoring.org, and it's simple. You go in, you type in your zip code, and they find agencies right in your area.
That is so perfect. And you know what? If you're thinking, first of all, tell me about how much time does this take?
In our program, the expectation is that the mentor comes once a week or once every other week for an hour to the school to meet with our students, and it's a year-long commitment. We start mentoring in September or October when the school year begins. We have the on-site meetings through the end of the school year, and then over the summer, we ask that the mentor continues to be in contact with the student through letter writing, email, phone calls, and if they wish to meet on their own, they're allowed to do that. Most quality mentoring programs will have that commitment of a school year or a full year, because that's what research shows to be the best impact on a child. If you mentor for less than that, it can actually be more detrimental.
And what if someone says, I don't really have the time to commit right now? What else can they do?
There's so many opportunities in youth organizations for people to volunteer. We have one-time opportunities. So we have a scholarship program. We've given out over $1.5 million in scholarships to the students who've been in Winning Futures since 1994. So we always need people to come in, and they can read essays or listen to the students' interviews and score them. We need help with as board members. A lot of people come in and say, you know what, I believe in mentoring, but I can really help with the organization and help you become more successful with fundraising and making connections, so they can do that. Or sometimes we have workshops where we just need people to come in for one time, for 1 hour, to work with kids on interviewing or resume or talking with them about their goals.
And that's a really good way to find out, even if you volunteer for a one-day thing, then if you really like it, you can volunteer a little more and a little more. So it just gives you a little taste of what you do every day.
Exactly. And it's really been helpful because it lets them see what mentoring is like without making the commitment to it. We have an annual mentor recruitment breakfast that we host every June, and we have a panel of students at it and a panel of mentors at it. And it's a way, again, for people to learn about mentoring, hear it from the kids, hear it from the mentors, talk with people one-on-one so that, again, they can get a little insight to learn about it without signing on the dotted line.
That's great. And so that's coming up. Tell us the date and location of that.
It is Friday, June 11th. It is at the Sterling Inn in Sterling Heights, Michigan. That's 15 in Van Dyke. And it starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 a.m. where we do it so you're in and out and can get right to the office. And it's a free breakfast, and you'll be able to learn all about who we are, what we do, and the ways that you can get involved.
What's the incentive of, let's say, somebody who works in an office? Should they approach their boss and say, look, I want to do this mentoring thing, but it's during the day? How does that work out?
That's exactly how it works. We really look to support people who want to become mentors. So a lot of times we'll need to talk to somebody's boss or write them a letter. And people that have very flexible jobs can usually mentor during the day without much problem. We have companies that actually will continue paying their employees while they're mentoring because
wow.
they're making a commitment to the community. And other people are able to use their flex time. Mm-hmm. And we do mentoring mainly in the morning or at lunchtime. So it's something people can do before they get to work or on their lunch hour.
And besides yourself being a fantastic success story, do you have any story you'd like to share about maybe some of the kids?
I have thousands, but I'll keep it short for you, Lisa.
And then I'll tell you one of my favorites, so you tell me one of yours.
Well, I had a young man that was in our program, and he was a tough kid, tough as nails. And nobody ever really knew why. And it was amazing because when his mentor went to talk to him and said, look, you're very close to getting dropped out of school. What is going on? For the first time, this boy, he was then became a boy because he looked up, he had his eyes were wide, and he said, my mom continues to try to commit suicide, and I need to be there for her. Being here doesn't matter. And so that was the first time he expressed that to anyone, and it allowed him to start communicating about it. His mentor did not know what to do. The mentor's thinking in his mind, I didn't sign up for this. This is way too deep for me.
Wow.
But that's why we had the support team there. And that relationship that those two created has lasted now. The young man is 24 years old. He instead of, you know, getting in trouble with the law, he's doing great things. He is married. He has his own house. He has a great full-time job, is going back to school in order to one day start his own business. And that's how many things happen in our organization. I had a young lady that everybody from the outside thought she had it together, but inside she had no self-confidence, no self-esteem. And she never talked about college. People assumed she would go. Not at all. She had no intention because there was that intense fear there. And just by every week her mentor coming and sitting with her and sharing positive news and sharing positive things the mentor saw in the student, it just started to build that confidence in that young lady. And by the end, in our last session, she stood, she spoke in front of the class, she shared positive things about her life, and her ending statement was, and I'm going to college.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I mean, you can never underestimate even just the slightest bit of time that you spend with these kids and you spend mentoring. I have spoken at several of your gatherings and classes with the kids, and the one that sticks out in my mind, and this was only maybe an hour or two of my time, and I was telling my story of overcoming obstacles, and I remember seeing a young man way in the back, and he really never looked up. He just sort of sat there and never really looked around, didn't give any recognition that he was actually understanding what I was saying. And I finished my story, and I was thinking, well, I hope that helps some of the kids. And I noticed they were all filing out, and this young man was sort of taking his time getting to the front of the door. And when he got to me and he said, you did a good job, in just like a small voice. And I said, oh, well, thank you. And then he asked me if it would be okay if I used him as a reference for a job. He wanted to apply for a job. Would I do that for him? And I said, well, I first need to know your name. He told me his name, Michael. And then he said, would it be okay? And I said, well, first I have to get to know you a little bit. We need to know your strengths and your weaknesses. So do you have access to email? And he got its look on his face and was a little sad and kind of like, no. And from the back of the room, I hear, yes, yes, he does have, yes. And I thought, oh, well, that was nice, you know, and came up and I thought, well, it's odd, very excited about the fact that he could have access to email. That's great. So I said, we'll email and, you know, good luck and we'll talk to each other and we'll get you that job. And he left out of the room. And come to find out that this particular young man was a chosen mute, meaning he hadn't spoken to anyone until that moment. And just the thought of that, that a kid could feel so closed off and so alone that they wouldn't want to speak, was just heartbreaking for me and yet exhilarating that my few moments, my hour, whatever it is that I gave that day, gave this kid enough courage and self-esteem to at least walk up and talk to me and perhaps start his journey to a better life. So that's what mentoring does. Those few moments that you spend with those kids can mean the world to them. And it really doesn't take that much time. Woo! That's emotional for me, Chris.
Well, and I'll let you, your listeners know how little time it takes. If you are able to take 1 hour a week to watch a TV show at night, you're able to take 1 hour a week to become a mentor. It's that easy.
That puts everything into perspective. If you'd like to know more, winningfutures.org, or can you give us that other email address? Website again?
Yep, the one for to be placed nationally in an organization is mentoring.org.
Thank you so much, Chris, for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa, and I really hope that some of your listeners will go to our website and sign up to come to our breakfast on June 11th.
You know you have time. Winningfutures.org. This is the time that you can take a few seconds, a few minutes, a few hours out of your whole life to help somebody else. You know you can do that. Thanks, everybody, for listening and choosing to be positive now.